And now, it's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll turn up Incognito Theory, talk with Bob Nakin about the next Nakin Wave summer concert at the Asbury Park Brewery on July 14th. We're the latest from Experiment 34, take a trip with the Rare Flowers, and check in with the Clydes. They're playing the Wonder Bar for Happy Mondays on July 16th. But first, on the phone are Nalani and Serena. Their latest album, The Circle, is out now. You can catch them at the Black Potato Music Festival in Clinton on July 13th. Ladies, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Of course, your latest album, The Circle, is out now. Tell us what went into producing that disc.
So it was actually 2 years in the making, and it basically kept taking longer because we kept writing more songs. And the album is pretty much a commentary on society, but it mainly focuses on issues that 20-year-olds go through. So a lot of songs about going into work, trying to find work, your first serious relationships, that sort of thing. So it's very much talking about, the world around us.
How could someone get a copy of The Circle?
You can actually get it on our website, nstwins.com. And there's a store page, and you can purchase one there. But you can also go to Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere that you can stream music, and you can find it there as well.
The two of you are about to pretty much go on a tour. You're hitting a bunch of locations up and down the Eastern Seaboard. But before that, you're rocking the Black Potato Music Festival up in Clinton on July 13th. First of all, tell us about this festival.
So it takes place between July 12th and the 15th. It's right near our hometown. It's in Clinton, New Jersey at the Red Mill Museum. And they have it every year. It's a really fun festival. The guy who runs it, Matt Angus, he's very passionate about music, so you'll be sure to hear some really great acts. We're playing July 13th at 8 p.m. with our full band. It's going to be a really fun night.
We've played it a number of years, and we're really happy to be playing such a nice spot on Friday night. Really looking forward to that.
Now, looking ahead, what do Nalani and Serena have coming up as we move further into 2018?
Well, we have so much fun playing. This whole entire summer, we're just playing so many festival shows. And if we could be, if we're not in the studio, we're just up on stage, and we love every second of it.
But we're planning a national tour in the fall, and we're lots of new material is coming out. We're planning on releasing a lyric video for the next single. Also, a music video is underway. So lots of exciting stuff is going to be released.
How could somebody find out more about Nalani and Serena?
Again, you can find us on our website, which is nstwins.com. We're also everywhere on social media, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Nalani Serena.
The track we're doing is Pretty Lies. Tell us about this song.
So as a songwriter, we always try to, have people think differently or, kind of have people wake up in a way. So with this song, we were really focusing on things that people our age do that may not be the best impression. So this is our commentary and our observation about people our age.
Nalani and Serena, catch them at the Black Potato Music Festival in Clinton on July 13th. Ladies, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Nalani and Serena with Pretty Lies on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
There's someone in the kitchen drinking up the tuition, setting up bad decisions. Oh no, oh, 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 oh. I'm
to. Find someone I can relate to. Talk about real issues. And do something more.
Something more.
Don't need no permission to have a vocal opinion. But that's the world we live in. And that's sad to know. Lights go out. Do you know who you are? Someone come break me up from this catastrophe. Stuck inside a silly game. We're all much too old to play. Boss in your delusions. Why lose yourself to prove you're something?
Going on, everybody. This is Dave Incognito, lead vocalist and founder of Incognito Theory, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
Looking over my shoulder. Self to blame.
Cognito Theory with Reckoning on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their Ashes Divide album's out now, and you can catch them at the Stanhope House in Stanhope opening for Sponge on July 20th. Learn more at incognitotheory.com. Dave Incognito will be my guest on Jersey Rock next week. On the phone is Bob Macon, writer of Making Waves and the organizer of the Making Waves Summer Concert Series, four low-dose shows at the Asbury Park Brewery, the next of which is Saturday, July 14th with Hub City Stompers, The Crypt Keeper 5, Molly Rhythm, Experiment 34, and Chalk and the Beige Americans. Bob, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom. It's always a pleasure.
Now, I was at the first show on June 23rd, and that was a great time. This show is being billed as the Trenton Makes Takeover. Tell us about it.
Trenton has always had a great music scene. Had a great time in my early days at City Gardens. And some of the bands who are playing the Crypt Keeper 5 and Hub City Stompers go back to those early days when City Gardens was quite possibly the greatest venue in the state of New Jersey. And so, you know, being good friends with both those bands and, of course, Experiment 34 and friends with Molly Rhythm's manager, Griffin Sullivan, and seeing Chalk and the Beige Americans play with Experiment 34 at Mill Hill Basement in Trenton, I thought, well, you know what? Let's bring all these bands into Asbury Park, which right now is like a nationally recognized music scene. And maybe that'll, like, you know, get some folks from Asbury Park to go and check out all these great bands in their hometown of Trenton.
Now, for this show, admission's just $5 at the door, right?
Yep, low-dose show. The beer is great, so you still have plenty of left over for that. We've got lots of fun games to play. There's a freewheeler chance. Not only is it only a $5 admission, but there's a freewheeler chance to win all kinds of sponsors' prizes. And, you know, you saw it last week. That was really fun. It was constantly busy all night long. My lovely wife, Aline, ran that for Making Waves, and we just had a really good time with that, too.
And they have so much on tap over at the Asbury Park Brewery, which is starting to really make a name for itself. What would you recommend from the tap over there?
They've got a really great IPA, and they've got a great stout. So you can't go wrong with either one of those. But if those flavors are too strong for you, they have two other lighter beers. The Asbury Brewery Blonde is very good. It's like a Guinness Blonde. It's just a great lager. And then they have Asbury Brewery Pride, which is also a lighter beer than the IPA or the stout. But I always go with either the IPA or stout because I think they're both really fantastic.
Now, how could someone find out more about the Making Waves column and, of course, the Making Waves Summer Concert Series?
Well, the concert series is probably the first thing you see on Making Waves' Facebook page, which is at Making Waves column on Facebook. We also have an Instagram that's fairly popular. But, you know, Making Waves on Facebook is pretty much the hub. It's a syndicated column. It has seven different outlets, so all the links to all the outlets post every Thursday right there on the Facebook page. And, you know, everything else that we got going on is there, too. Beyond the Summer Concert Series, I have a sponsorship of the Asbury Park Surf Music Festival. After that is going to be a fantastic show in tribute to Clash and Bruce Springsteen, again with the Crypt Keeper 5. The Von Staters, Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son, and Chris Brown. That's September 7th at Asbury Park Yacht Club. And the day after that is the annual Rock New Brunswick Festival, which has about a dozen bands from the New Brunswick area rocking in Boyd Park.
Bob Macon of Making Waves. The next show on the Making Waves Summer Concert Series rocks the Asbury Park Brewery on Saturday, July 14th. Admission is just $5. Bob, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Thanks so much.
We'll check in again with you before the July 28th show. But right now, let's hear from one of the bands in the bill for the July 14th show. Here's Experiment 34, their latest. It's Cut the String on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
We got another white boy thinking he's Jesus. Shooting up a school, he's thinking out of his pieces. The teachers are running, screaming, call the police. But the camera show up first to spread the disease. The youngest mama likes to drink, he sits in front of the screen. His growing brain absorbs the pain as though he does what he sees. 6 years later, brainwashed and gunning. The ratings go up, now they benefit from it. Snapping in your face, I'm gonna break the chair.
sway the hand, sing your dance monkey dance. Snapping in your face, I'm gonna break the chain. The masters sway the hand, sing your dance monkey dance. Dance monkey.
Hunt out the rat, season out the cat, take serenity. Hits, but the rats are savage, are ravaging her body till she cried and she bled. Then he beat her over the head until he beat her to death. Two kids a block away, have no mother now. No one asks how they feel, living in the wrong town. Mama never did come back from the market. No thoughts for the family, if nobody profits. Snapping in your face, I'm gonna break the chain. The masters sway their hands, sing a dance monkey dance. Snapping in your face, I'm gonna break the chain. The masters sway their hands, singing dance monkey dance.
Hey, this is Kane from the Rare Flowers, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
The Rare Flowers with Trip Into the Sun on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their debut EP is out now, and you can catch them at Sunnyvale in Brooklyn on July 13th. Learn more at therareflowers.com. On the phone is Brent Johnson of the Clydes. You can catch them at the Wonder Bar for Happy Mondays on July 16th. It's a free show. Brent, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. We featured one of your videos back earlier this year. Your latest album, The Story Goes, is out now. What went into producing that disc?
Well, we're on Min 400 Records up in North Jersey, and this is our second release with them. And this is an album that we've been working on. We worked on for about a year, and the songs were really about what it's like to find hope as, you know, you continue to grow up in life and kind of overcoming challenges and all the things that make you feel like an adult and can really bog down your life. But we really tried to make this our most complete album. We tried all different kinds of keyboards and different guitar tones, and it's the album we're most proud of so far.
Well, I think it came out great. How could someone get a copy of So the Story Goes?
Well, you can come to our shows, and we have physical copies available there. But all our stuff is on iTunes and Spotify and any place you can download music. You can find it there, Amazon, things like that.
You mentioned coming to a live show to grab it. July 16th over at the Wonder Bar, good opportunity. It's a happy Monday. It's a free show. What can we expect from the Clydes that night?
We have a mix of all the songs from that album and some old tunes. We're also about to start work on our third album for Min 400. So we've been writing new songs. My brother and I constantly are writing. Brian's the guitarist and I'm the singer. And we've been rehearsing and doing all kinds of new stuff. So you'll get a mix of the things from this album and stuff you'll hear on the next one.
What's the best way for someone to stand up of everything the Clydes are up to?
Well, if you go, our Facebook page is constantly updated. We're also on Instagram, and we also have a website, thecliedesmusic.com, but we're constantly on social media and constantly updating. Go to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can just search the Clydes.
The track we're doing is Never Swim. Tell us about this song.
This is a song that we actually were rehearsing one day. Usually Brian and I sit down and write the music and bring it to the band, and then we arrange it. This is once we were at practice, and we just started playing this riff, and the song literally came out all at once. It's the only time that's ever happened to us. We're like, within the next 10 minutes, we had a complete song. And I wrote the lyrics a little bit about what it's like to have a fear and overcome it. You know, never swim being a metaphor for not wanting to jump in the water and try it. And, you know, it's something that I think we face all the time, being afraid of swimming. And I'm also personally afraid of sharks. So, you know, they had a little bit about that in there.
Brent Johnson of the Clydes. Catch them at the Wonder Bar for Happy Mondays on July 16th. It's a free show, and score their album So the Story Goes Now. Brent, thanks so much for calling into the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, man. Right now, let's see that track. Here's the Clydes with Never Swim on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Ready, please. I'm not crying. On my knees, never again. To your face, I'm only lying. I know that I'll never swim.
Can't you see? I won't give in to the place.
Everything is turning free.
Swim, a 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock podcast. Don't miss them on July 16th at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. It's part of the Happy Mondays series, and that means the show is totally free. Learn more on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered to your email every Monday morning. I'm Tom Handley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.